time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio. Nancy and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but be cautious, you may gain weight just by listening.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in.
This segment is This Little Piggy Went to Woodstock.
Well, we received a very interesting letter from a very interesting person about a very interesting restaurant.
That's very interesting, if you ask me.
Isn't it, though? The letter was from Pierre Paulin. Mm-hmm. Now, if his name does not sound familiar, allow us to enlighten you. He is a world-renowned French chef and a former owner of Le Titi de Paris restaurant in Arlington Heights. Real high-end foofy. Yeah,
you wouldn't take me there.
I couldn't afford it.
That's true. At the time, you couldn't.
We were surprised to receive a letter from him because we're two idiots. And even more surprised when the restaurant he recommended was Porky's in Woodstock.
Very, very surprised.
Because of this, us two little piggies had to go and pig out one Saturday afternoon.
And everyone at one point or another has driven by Porky's. It's that little shack on Route 47 in the Harley-Davidson parking lot near Route 40, near Route 14. I'm sorry. I was going to say Route 47.
No, 14.
By 14, but it is on Route 47. While some restaurants have designated parking like carryout, handicap, etc., Porky's has little piggy parking designated by metal piggy heads and poles. It is a handicap accessible venue, and Jim can attest to that. This was his first outing since he received his bionic knee.
And it's not really the place I would ever expect a world-renowned French chef to stop into and say, hey, let's go to this little barbecue shack.
I read the letter and I said, seriously, he really went there and it was good? I was shocked.
I know. So we had to go check it out.
We had to.
Anyway, this massive pork palace has 6 tables. And don't even think about making reservations, because that's not going to happen. The restaurant is a husband and wife endeavor. She waits on the tables, and he is a chef.
Mm-hmm.
And we know he's a very good chef, because every so often you can hear him yell, order up! And she runs and gets the food.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first sign of a really good chef.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Because he says, order up.
That's what Chef Pierre did in his restaurant.
Did he really?
But he said it in French. Like, order up.
What was that?
I don't know.
We saw something on the menu that we never saw before, namely Porky wings. Since pigs can't fly, we questioned our waitress about the wings. They are 4 ounces of meat from the lower leg with shank bone intact. Our waitress could sense we were first timers, so she graciously brought us one Porky wing and a sampling of all 4 of their side dishes. That was really nice of her.
That was nice.
But I just couldn't see eating
a leg of a pig. Eat with your eyes. It's not like pig's feet or anything. It was really good.
Yeah, that's what you said.
It was good.
That's okay.
It was lean. It was good.
The side dishes were all gratin potatoes, baked beans, sautéed mushrooms, and tangy coleslaw.
Mm-hmm.
The Porky wing was fall-off-the-bone tender meat covered with a tasty barbecue sauce, Jim said. I couldn't see putting my teeth into a pig leg.
You don't know what you're missing.
Mm.
I guess pork butt is totally out of the question.
Oh, it is.
I just thought of that. Okay. All right.
It
okay.
definitely is.
Okay.
Our favorite of the side dishes was the baked beans, and Jim liked the buttered fungi, which you all know is something that I would not put in my mouth.
The pork and beans were good, though.
They were, because it's pork. There was like pulled pork in the beans, too, and it was mm-hmm. really good.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't just that piece of bacon that you get every 4 forkfuls.
Exactly.
But since we noshed on all the free samples, we thought, yeah, it'd be nice to order a sandwich.
It would be, wouldn't it? Because we were nibbling on everything.
Yeah, thanks. See ya. I'm out of here. Nancy wanted to try the Oink Moo Slaw for $11,
mm-hmm.
which was homemade creamy coleslaw piled on top of beef brisket and pulled pork on a fresh baked roll. For his side, she upgraded to garlic parmesan fries for a buck extra. You can find garlic anywhere, can't
I
you?
I can, can't yeah. I? And they were yummy.
She was in hog heaven with all that huge sandwich, and I'm going home with half of it for lunch tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And those parmesan garlic fries.
They weren't my favorite.
They weren't?
No.
You liked your cheesy ones better?
Well, we didn't tell them we got that yet.
Well, you did.
I know. Mm-hmm. You're jumping ahead.
I know.
Stick to the script.
Okay, to the script. Mm-hmm. Jim wanted everything on the menu since he's such a pig. They serve their food in plastic baskets, not troughs, so I told him to pick one. He went for the Moo for $10, which was beef brisket stacked high on a freshly baked roll. He chose the sloppy cheese fries for a dollar upcharge as his side.
Now, those were good.
They were?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
I mean, just the name, sloppy cheese fries, you know it's got to be good.
I don't like cheesy fries.
Go on.
I like garlic better. The brisket was tender and tasty, and he forced himself to finish his whole sandwich. You didn't force yourself.
Yes, I did.
You just kept eating, and you kept eating, and I'm looking at you. That sandwich was huge.
I am the trained professional, and I do this for our listeners, so I had to force myself.
And the piggy wing.
Mm-hmm.
And the au gratin potato side.
Well, we have to, that's my job. That's what I have to do.
I have to admit, I dipped into the pork and beans because I like them, but the rest of the stuff you were touching. Oh, well.
They have two homemade barbecue sauces to choose from. The original, which is a tasty barbecue sauce, or their spicy barbecue sauce. We both fell in love with the spicy sauce since it had just enough heat for our taste buds.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't real vinegary. It was just good taste.
It didn't bother me at all because I'm allergic to the vinegar. Something in the vinegar. I think it's, I don't know, distilled. I don't know. It's something with corn because I'm allergic to corn. Mm-hmm. And vinegar is really a no-no for me. And I could eat all the barbecue sauce I wanted.
It was good.
It was yummy. If you have a taste for good barbecue, plain and simple, this is your place. Reasonable prices, friendly service, huge portions, and delicious food. You can't go wrong. Don't thank us. Thank Chef Polin for this hidden gem. Mm-hmm. It was his idea.
It was all.
I would never have thought of going.
No. The cost for our pig out today was $26. As Chef Polin would say, we went wee all the way home.
O-U-I,
get
O-U-I,
it.
Not wee-wee, wee.
That's all, folks.
So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
I am so glad you asked.
I thought you would be.
I could eat those porky wings all day long. They were really good. They were really super good. Maybe pigs can fly. You never know.
I bought you one once.
Where else would they get the wings from, the porky wings?
Exactly.
I mean, buffaloes can fly, so why can't pigs fly?
Exactly. I bought you a pig that flew.
Yes, I know, but I didn't eat him.
No, he was wooden.
What's your take, Toots?
Oh, I like pulled pork the most. Out of everything on barbecue, I like pulled pork. Mm. And so next time, it's just the oink and nothing but the oink. So help me God.
Give him the particulars, Poopsie.
Porky's, 2245 South Eastwood Drive, which is Route 47, Woodstock 60098. The phone number is 815-337-OINK.
How about that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Clever.
Website's www.porkyspigroast.com, which they do pig roasts.
They do. They have all different variations. Mm-hmm. They'll bring the pig out to you and cook them. And they've got another dish I just thought about. Remember, it was some sort of a, like a nachos, piggy nachos. And instead of the bowl, they use like the pig skin, they like make it like a crackling or something. Ah, next time.
Mm-hmm. You just got done eating lunch, my love. How can you sit there and go, ah?
It's pork skin. what's that to like?
Okay, all right. The directions take Route 47 north to restaurant. Time, 18 minutes.
Approximately.
Yeah, unless you get behind a slow poke and then, you know, it's just one lane of traffic one way.
Uh-huh.
So, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 on your FM listening dial, WHRULP. We put you in WHRU, and don't you say it.
I won't say we put you last. I promised I wouldn't say
you know,
that anymore.
You're like a 12-year-old.
Thank you.
Okay, so, did we get any letters this week?
Well, we didn't get any letters. Let me check.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some mail.
Oh, look, we did get a letter. Or exactly, you got a letter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Why is it me late? Why does everybody pick on me?
Because I'm the nice one.
Oh. Okay, my love.
Okay, this is from our new best friend, Myrna.
Mm-hmm. Nah, she's not my best friend.
Dear Ms. Eggers.
Yeah, I'm Mrs.
Right then and there, you know, it's starting off downhill.
Yeah.
I appreciate the reviews of the Dining Duo.
I'm glad she does.
Well, she appreciates them.
Exactly.
Don't say she likes them, she appreciates them. I do, however, take issue with one practice on your show.
I know what that is. I can sense it already, because remember, you know, I am Magical Mistress Nancy.
While I recognize that couples sometimes use disparaging terms for one another in what they see as an affectionate banter, it is not a practice that I have been comfortable with.
Do I care?
See, you know, this is not the first time we've gotten this. The listeners have spoken time and time again.
We got one other letter.
You know, and they just know I am being verbally abused.
Why don't you sit there and take it up with a judge?
Well, she goes on.
Okay.
You have on more than one occasion referred to Mr. Egger as the moron.
Well, if the shoe fits, wear it.
Well, you know, I've been called worse.
Oh, yeah, at home, but weird being nice on the radio.
What you call one another in your personal exchanges is, of course, your own business, but I think is inappropriate on your show.
Oh, no, it's not my own business. All my friends know. They even consider you a moron now. I mean, and it's not just our business, it's everybody's business. Why shouldn't it be?
I would guess I am not the only listener who finds the use of disparaging endearments unpleasant rather than humorous.
Well, boo-hoo for her.
Signed,
can you believe this?
Signed, Myrna.
Well, Myrna.
Hold on. We've got about 15 minutes left. You want to just say go for it now or what?
Just give it to me. Do you know what I think of this?
What? Oh, okay.
Do I really care? I have had it. We have tried to make a nice...
Here we go.
No. We try to make a nice show for people so they have a little humor and not just a little bit of restaurant review. And what I think of her letter is in the garbage now.
Tell us what you really feel, dear. Don't hold back.
What I really feel is she should be at our house and hear what I really call you when I get upset.
All kidding aside, though, this is a pet peeve of mine, that the way things are going in the world, everybody takes things too seriously.
They do.
There's no more humor.
She just did.
You know, and we write this show together, and if I didn't like something that was going to be said, you know, we would work it out.
Exactly.
And it's just humor. We're just goofing around. Come on, people.
If she doesn't like it, oh well.
Lighten up.
Exactly.
In other words, suck it up, Buttercup.
Thank you very much, my love. So you're sticking up for me.
Yes, I did.
Okay, then I won't call you my love. Thank you, Poopsie.
As always, you can write Nancy at...
I don't think so. Not unless you want to get raked over the coals.
The Dining Duo at HuntleyRadio.org. Ask for Nancy or the moron. That's me. And our email address is thediningduo@HuntleyRadio.org.
And don't they realize that if they don't like it, we're going to do it more?
Well, that's you. That's you. Because you're the type who always says, don't touch that. Then you're going to keep on touching.
Yeah, exactly.
You are fake news.
Fake.
Ah, yes, back by popular demand is everybody's favorite game show.
You betcha it is.
Yeah, it's fake news. And what this is that we find all these good stories in the news. Some are true, some are not so true. And we ask each other if they're real or fake, and the winner gets all kinds of points.
How many points?
42.
42 points?
Mm-hmm.
What can I get with 42 points?
You get to go to the lightning round.
The the lightning round?
I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know.
We know that.
You get bragging rights that you won real or fake news.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
No prize?
No prize.
Okay.
But you started off, though.
So what makes me want to win?
Just the sheer joy of knowing that you beat a moron like me.
Oh, okay. Okay. From our pizza specialist, Giovanni Parmesan.
I know him.
You do?
I like his cheese.
You do? I do, too. And I like Romano and pecorino.
Tony Romano. Yeah, I like him. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. How about Guido Mozzarella?
Okay, my love. The latest innovation in pizza delivery is a pizza box made of pizza.
What?
Uh-huh. This is being offered by a pizzeria in New York, and it consists of a pizza on the outside folded over to form a box with your pizza on the inside. There is no environmental waste. So, is this real or is this fake?
Let me think about that. I'm going to say fake because I don't think I would eat that.
Wrong. It's real.
It's real?
Uh-huh. And yeah. Would Giovanni Parmesan lie?
It sounds like that's just a scam to sell another pizza.
They didn't say how much it was costing you neither because they have to make another pizza.
So I don't get the points.
You don't get the points. Okay. Oh, so far I'm winning.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I want to win to beat the moron here.
You've got 42 points.
Oh.
Okay. Well, this is from our French correspondent, Pierre Manfoufou.
Pierre Manfoufou?
You remember Pierre.
Yeah, I do.
He's a good guy.
I like him.
PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, is protesting the McDonald's restaurant in France.
Why?
Well, I will tell you why. The reason for this is McDonald's just unveiled their foie gras burger.
Foie gras?
Yeah, in case you didn't know, foie gras is a delicious blend of gelatinous goose liver.
Ooh, yes, I remember when we were in France.
And it is a delicacy in France. And
you tried it.
Oh, boy. it's an acquired taste, let's put it
that way. And you didn't acquire it.
No. But the protesting was quickly squashed, however, when a McDonald's spokesperson revealed that there is absolutely no goose liver in their foie gras burger.
Are you kidding me? There's no goose liver in it?
Well, the McDonald's, there's a lot of things that they don't tell you what's in it.
Oh, that's true.
Is this real or is it fake?
Knowing France.
Okay.
And I've been there.
Uh-huh.
I've been to a lot of restaurants in France.
Uh-huh.
They do sell a lot of foie gras.
Yes, they do.
I'm going to say it's real.
It's false.
Really?
Yep, it's false.
Oh, my God. Now, you know, that's something that I would think that France would do.
It's false.
Okay. So we're even.
Yes, I have 42.
We're both losers.
I have 42 points now.
No, you don't. We don't have 42 points. We didn't win anything yet. From our correspondent in Scotland, Scotty McFrugal, one of Scotland's signature dishes is haggis.
Ooh.
And if you are unfamiliar with that, I will tell you what haggis is. It is a tasty blend of sheep's organs cooked in a sheep's stomach and seasoned to perfection.
Sounds delicious.
I just want to go out and get some right now.
Oh, yeah.
Scotland is all abuzz with the news of the newest fast food restaurants popping up all over Scotland featuring this dish. It is called Haggis in the Baggis. Why do you laugh, my love?
Haggis in the Baggis?
Yeah, they've got a sense of humor in Scotland. Oh. Now, is this real or is this fake? Take your time. Think.
That has got to be fake.
Yeah.
Hey, I got 42 points. All right.
I got to beat the moron. I have to.
Okay, well, this next story is from our correspondent in the UK, the United Kingdom, Nigel Buckingham.
Of course. We know Nigel.
Farmers in the UK are burying their underpants in the ground to determine how good their soil is. I would not lie about that, you know.
Okay.
And what they do, they bury their underwear in the ground, and 6 months later, they dig it up.
And do they find fruit from the Fruit of the Loom underpants?
They did not say about that, but the condition of their underwear determines how good their soil is.
Okay.
Think about that the next time you have a nice, juicy tomato. is this real or is it fake?
I think I would say it is real.
It is.
Because of something with the cotton fibers.
You are absolutely right.
I am.
What it is, because the cotton's a natural fiber, so all these little microbes and little bugs and little doodads, if there's a lot of them in the soil, which is good for farming, they will eat the farmer's underwear. So there'll be holes all over them.
And they probably eat it because it's Fruit of the Loom underwear.
So now you've got 42 points. So it's
I'm beating you now, baby. I'm beating you.
It's tied.
No, it's not. You don't have anything yet.
Oh.
Okay. This is from our millennial correspondent, Todd Worknot.
Who?
Todd Worknot.
He's our millennial correspondent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Direct from his mother's basement. Café Du Monde's coffee is the best-selling coffee in New Orleans, and it contains chicory. And boy, it's also good with beignets.
Oh, I love beignets.
Oh, I love beignets. Oh, and I like I don't like coffee much, but I do like the Du Monde's coffee with beignets.
Okay.
In an effort to capitalize on this, Starbucks has come up with a coffee that contains quinoa.
Oh, that's my second favorite thing next to kale.
Yeah, I know. Quinoa, yeah. I know. You keep complaining about that. Well, it is called their Mocha Quinoa Latte Grande.
And say that five times fast.
Well, I can't. That's why I said it's nice and slow. And will sell for $9.95.
Ooh, sounds like a deal.
Well, you know, Starbucks. You go for a cup of coffee, you got to get a second mortgage on your house.
Yeah.
Is this real or is this fake?
You know, knowing Starbucks, I'm going to say it's real.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
It's fake.
No.
Now you don't have to drink your disgusting quinoa.
Yeah, so I'm losing more points. Still no points.
Still no points.
No.
Okay.
Well, maybe with this one.
Your last one.
This is my last chance to get some points.
Okay.
this is from our correspondent in Australia, Vegemite Dundee.
Yes, sure. Okay.
Good old Vegemite Dundee. If anyone has ever tried Vegemite, it tastes like crude oil.
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible. Smells bad.
Yeah, it tastes even worse. I tried it.
I wouldn't try it.
Anyway, our Australians friends from down under, they're a little strange down there.
Yeah, they are. If they'll eat Vegemite.
Yeah, they're a little... Must be going opposite from the other side of the equator or something. But they're a little different down there. Anyway, they have come up with belly button lint beer.
Belly button lint?
Yes. Beer. Belly button lint beer.
Check your belly button. Do you got lint in it?
Well, you know, I wish I did. Because, as it turns out, you can use that belly button lint to brew beer.
Really?
I wouldn't kid you about a thing like that.
Okay.
A group of Australian brewers has created belly button beer. And they use yeast grown from lint harvested from their own belly buttons. So what they do, all these Australians sit around, they pick their belly button, get all the lint out of that, and put it in a big jar and grow yeast.
So does it cost per belly button?
You know, it's got to be expensive because that's, you know, it takes...
They probably have to get a lot of people to do it.
Unless they have a lot of lint.
Oh, my gosh.
Is this real or is it fake?
I gotta admit, Vegemite, yes, is awful. But I'm sure this is fake.
I am sorry to say this is true.
Are you kidding me?
No, they're
people really do use their belly button lint?
They are actually coming out in Australia with belly button beer.
Oh, you know something? I just checked while you were doing the dum 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 dum. I don't have any lint in my belly button.
Well, then we can't brew beer out of it then.
Do you have lint in yours?
I hope not.
I hope not too. Hey,
let me check. Hold on. Let me check. I don't know what that is. It's not. I don't know what that is.
You're gross. Okay.
Well, I'm looking at the old clock on a wall again. And it's telling me we've run out of time.
Well, that's our show for today then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play.